Hello everyone, and this is Jeevanopedia.in, and you're listening to Spiritual Awakening.
Welcome everyone to another podcast of Spiritual Awakening, and today we are going to talk about, are we really neglecting life? Life goes up and down, and this is the basis of life. Like, there will be a bright day tomorrow. There might be a bright day tomorrow, but maybe it's followed by downhill, or maybe there is no downhill and there are upstairs in your life, but you should always be prepared for that downhill that can strike you anytime. So when that downhill happens in our life, or that happens generally in someone's life, they put themselves to a thought, why they have wasted so much of their life, why they have invested themselves in unimportant things while neglecting important things. Why don't we all get this realization earlier? What misleads us? And you will be surprised, or I guess you won't be, it's just your mind. Just to bring this thought in a well-defined manner, I want to draft an analogy here. Suppose someone gives you a precious jewel. You appreciate its value. It's, you know, it's very precious to you, and you just keep it safe. You just keep it very, very, very safe. But, you know, there is always a but. Suppose there is someone who is constantly with you. That someone can be your friend who has always eye on your beautiful pen, pencil, notebook, or iPhone or laptop, and you should never give them a chance because they'll always run away with it. Guilty of it. Coming back to this topic, they get us caught in so many things that we end up forgetting that we even had a jewel. It's just like you're going out, you have your car keys in your hand, and then you're just looking for your car keys everywhere. Poof, car keys gone, but they're still with you. You are just not aware of it. And that happens in our life. And we spend most of our life looking for it, feeling guilty why we lost it in the first place, but reality is we never lost it. We don't ever lose ourselves. We never lose hope. It's always there, just hidden behind your fears. With regard to life's important things, we all are put into similar forgetfulness by our mind, which is constantly with us, within us. During our life, we may be blessed with various valuable things, good health, loving relationships, and spiritually rich life, with opportunities to connect with things that transcend this material world, with all attractive divine Krishna consciousness. But our mind captivates our attention with so many distractions and temptations that we end up neglecting even materially valuable things such as health and family. What to speak of spiritually valuable things which are not so easily perceivable? Well, why not? There is always a question which I always encourage you to ask yourself. Why not? The Bhagavad Gita 18.37 cautions that spiritual joys are concealed under a layer of initial poison which often make us downplay or delay them. In contrast, sensual indulgences come with a layer of initial nectar which makes us unthinkingly gravitate toward them. Our mind frequently makes us obsess over these deceptive initial appearances, thereby taking us towards sensuality while taking us away from spirituality. How can we prevent such mis-evaluation? The only way to do so is to look within yourself. By inculcating regular reading habits of wisdom texts like Gita that remind us of the things that are truly valuable, and by associating with serious spiritualists who are focused on these valuable things, better your company is, the better your mindset becomes. Let's put an end to this episode with a quote. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. Thank you for tuning in this podcast, and I really appreciate that you all listen to this podcast and support us in our positive endeavors. The only goal of Gianopedia is to spread spirituality among the youths, because you don't water dead trees, you only water green plants. Thank you, friends. Do check out our website gianopedia.in and hindi.gianopedia.in, and I'll be there with another podcast shortly. And till then, take care, stay safe, stay wise.